Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
How are you? How are you? Wow. Just take a deep breath. Holy shit. I feel really good right now. I hope you do too. Are you relaxed? Why don't you pause this and go get comfortable? I always picture people are listening on the sofa. But I know, like I've said before, they're on the train. Some people are on a bus. Skateboard, motorcycle, shrimp boat. Come on now, Todd. Don't you get so crazy. Anywho, this is the opening of the show. Let me tell you this. Now, this is going to be hard for me to explain. But I will explain it. So we had a show last week to do. We did a double, and half of the show we were with Wayne Fetterman, and I was going to put it because I really wanted to have him on, even though we already had a show because he had a CD he put out, 3-CD set called the Chronicles of Fetterman or the Fetterman Chronicles. We talk about it on the show, and it's obvious that I just love the idea. Actually, since then, I had time to listen to some of it, and it's everything I thought it would be, like the way it tells the story indirectly. I'm not going to tip the show. We'll talk about it in great detail in the show today. But anyway, that was just explaining. So anyway, and then I was going to have it as like, because it's a shorter show for us. And then I was going to have it part two of today's show, but then we didn't end up getting to do a show this week. So like Wayne Fetterman, maybe he came to the rescue. So you understand, normally it would have been like an hour and a half, and then we would have had a real cool after show with Wayne, but we didn't get to do a show this week. No, nothing. Everything's fine, don't worry. So, anyway, so that's today's show. And then, did I tell you that, just in case, maybe there's someone they didn't listen to the show, I'll be in Austin at the Velveeta Room. What's it, the 20th and the 21st of November. And then I'll be at the DC Improv. The DC Improv in the lounge Halloween weekend, Friday and Saturday. We just added a now there's two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and I think we're adding a Sunday show. And then in December, I'll be in San Francisco at where will I be? I paused it, to be honest. Doc's Lab in December. The 18th and 19th of December, Doc's Lab. It's going to be great. I'm very excited. Anyway, all right. So, you know, I don't mind talking long in the beginning, but just reading through dates isn't very interesting. At least I caught myself. I mean, I guess At least I'm better than some of those other people. You know who I'm talking about. So, I need a request. I need a request. And you have to live in L.A. and be willing to travel. It does pay and involves sewing with a machine. Has something to do with some set that I'm trying to make for something, which I won't bore you with. Maybe there's someone listening. You make some good money. You need like a 6-hour day. Bring a sewing machine, plant yourself. We'll have fun. I'll punch you in your face. You got to be a reasonably good sewer. Let's say 10 is the best sewer you could be. An 8. And have a cool looking sewing machine. Don't show up with a piece of shit. Have some style. I want it to be an old one made out of cast iron. You got that one? Don't bother. You don't got that one? Don't bother. All right, listen. Today's show is, it's going to be a lot of fun. Sit back, relax. Take it easy. What's wrong with that? Something. Nothing wrong with taking it easy. Nothing wrong with taking it easy. A friend of mine, his friend can't drink coffee. Any caffeine at all. I said, what do you do when you get tired? This is a true story. He goes, I take a nap. I said, all right, great. But what do you do when you're real tired? He said, no, I take a nap. I said, all right, stop being a dick. What do you do when naps won't help? Started to annoy me. By the way, I know there's a lot of people that don't drink caffeine, so don't let my funny bit get in the way of your feelings, of your caffeine opinions. You know, I could just ramble about nothing and seems to be just flowing out. I don't want to go. What if I want to? I don't want to go. I don't need to say a lot. We have an understanding. I bet I could just stay here with you. I don't need to talk. Just be with you. And you be with me. Shut up. It's not silly. Shut the fuck up. It's all right to let yourself go down there. Don't be stupid. We're sharing an energy through the airwaves. There's nothing wrong with it. Now sit up and listen. We're having a magical moment. Well, some people need it to be said that way. They need to, you know, they can't just go, they need to go, shut the fuck up. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of a spiritual thing going on. Can't take it. By the way, Preston and Steve have not been mentioning my date at the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County, December 26th. So tweet at them. Go, Preston and Steve. Aren't you going to talk about Todd being at the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County, December 26th? I'll say it again for you. Preston, hey, at Preston and Steve, aren't you going to talk about Todd being at the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County, December 26th? Tweet that at them, please. I don't ask that much. I really don't. All right, this opening is nice. You know what? I don't mind it. So what? It's long. What's it to you? I got voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America. Don't tell me they don't know what they're doing. I just want you... Okay, I'm going to roll to the throw to the show. Hey, Aristotle. I'm going to throw over to you. Anything you want to say, take as long as you want, but it better be fucking good.
As a matter of fact, I do. You forgot to mention that if anyone out there sews, they can email you, toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. You're welcome.
Wow. That was good. All right, I love you. I need help. Call 911. Seriously, I'm fine. Bye. No. Come on, stop it already. I can't make a joke anymore. Aristotle, roll in the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Fuck, it's a real show, no wonder. I mean, people are just so embarrassed. Wow. Do whatever you want. Wayne Fetterman's here. I'm actually excited. No bullshit. My safe word is George Carlin. We just made it up. I feel like I'm excited to hear your version of a lot of things.
of like who we met in DC and all that stuff. So, but it's going to be a fun show. Nick is here. Aristotle's here. Blake Wexler's doing the late show, but he's here. Jake Adams is here, and Gabe. God damn it! So we'll do a.
If you fucking call me back this time.
Wow.
Me ever again.
I mean, it's a real show. Sure.
My God, it's Marin.
Wow. What do you want?
I don't know what I gotta do to get on your fucking show.
Don't be a dick. I don't like your attitude lately. You're slipping, Mark. I'm kidding.
Say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Well, that's nice. I mean, I called Jimmy Kimmel. I said, make something nice. He leaves me that. So in all fairness, through a friend of mine, someone called him and said, I think Todd's pissed off. I think he expected a longer intro. And he sends me this, trying to, I guess, make up.
He's one of our favorites. He's making his 68th appearance on the show. The son of Maureen and Paul Glass, Todd grew up in a small town outside Philadelphia, a town that knew nothing of show business. But the popular Conestoga High School student had a revelation while hosting the senior class variety show 3 years in a row. He loved to perform. Todd appeared locally at Smokey Joe's Talent Night every Tuesday, and like a Roman candle, it wasn't long before his career was shooting skyward, brightly lighting the Hollywood sky.
Wow.
Todd has appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone 8 times, People Magazine 12 times, and Good Housekeeping once. However, Todd is best known for his work with underprivileged children,
I mean,
having
this
donated
is,
millions
this
of dollars
nice.
To charities all over the world, all without taking a single tax deduction. This is an exciting night for us because tonight, for the first time ever, the most handsome man in all of show business, with a head of hair to die for and cheeks that every grandma wants to squeeze, has agreed to share with us his beautiful singing voice. Even his most adoring fans will be surprised to know that Todd has written over 7,000 songs, 80 of them today, plus 4 poems and a limerick. And his iPod has over 4,000 tunes on it. His new CD, Todd Glass, In Your Face, The Way You Like It, is number 2 on the charts, and it has not even been recorded yet. Ladies and gentlemen, a man that needs no introduction, Mr. Todd Glass.
Wow. Our guest today is Wayne Fetterman, everybody. Yes, we go old school. You make someone feel loved. You know what we should do? We should play Wayne in right now. Let's not fuck around with the opening stuff. There's all the stuff he can weigh in on. So
thank
here
you.
We go. And let's do it in the room and let's do it big. You know what I mean? Maybe join in. Can we get it going? Let's give it a shot. And if it doesn't come out perfect the first time, we'll do a little edit because I want to do this right. Here we go.
Wayne Fetterman, the Chronicles of Fetterman. $12.99 on Amazon.
Yeah. Come on, make it bigger. It's Wayne Fetterman, for the love of God. Let's make a big deal about it. There you go. What the fuck? Jesus. Come on. It's Wayne Fetterman, everybody. Shut the fuck up. Of course you make a big deal. Do we do it for every guest? No. But I picked the one. Yes, of course. I've known the guy like 30 years. It's fucking nuts. Of course I turn the bubble machine on. What the fuck? You think I'm fucking around? There you go. It's Wayne Fetterman, everybody. Shut the fuck up. All right. How's everyone doing? All right. There you go. We come in. We feather it in. We know what we're doing.
Nice feathering. Right. Nice feathering.
Can I tell you, I was so excited to play that. I wouldn't have, if I tried to talk to you before that, I would just be thinking, I want to play that song. I want to play that song.
That was beautiful. I have to say, I've been very emotional putting this project together, and that actually affected me. That you took the time to even think about that, and then like, yeah, let's do it. And then...
you know what?
I know, I seem like a softy, but it's the absolute truth.
I love it. I love it. I would always rather be. I love it because I know I've had it happen in other areas when I used to go somewhere. So I the same way. This Tim and Willie did it in Phoenix, and they would do these things. And I'm the same. I was like, shut the fuck up. Like it really genuinely. So I love that you got. I loved it. And that's what. By the way, there's no fucking reason I love doing that because it's like I always tell Gabe, hide your trumpet. I don't want people to see the trumpet. So, like, and then I go, bring it. I go, put a lot of echo in that thing. It's just so much fun. And then I'm like, I wanted to talk to you about other stuff. I'm like, just play the song.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Now, because I know you're into, like, the reverb level of the trumpet that I didn't see the trumpet. The drums were going to come in later.
Yeah.
Like, how much of it was, in your mind, realized? Like, was that 90% of what you thought that could have been? Was that out of the park? Was that?
Can I tell you something?
Batista in the seventh inning.
There is one more thing we didn't do.
Okay.
You want me to show you again, and then I'll tell you, like, could I have done
that's
more?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because I know you're always...
You know what it is, and I think you do.
Can you just tell me instead of doing the whole thing?
No, I think we should do it all again. I think that's part of the show. I think that's going to... And it might not be a big deal, but I think it's a little bit of a thing.
It's your show. It's your show. But
the trumpet, let's
I'm 100% against this.
Can I tell you why you're not? You're going to, in 1 second, you're going to be, you were right on a little change. I want to, it's worth, I'm going to.
I know it's in your head.
I'm not going to hurry. You asked the worst question. I mean, it was the best question, but there's a few things I'm going to change that even you are going to go,
Yeah. Oh,
I see what he means. Yeah. One of them, I'm going to put a little more reverb. I want the audience at home to hear that trumpet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this in real time. So hold on. This is... Hello? Hello? Can you put like a shit ton of reverb in there?
That is a shit.
No, it isn't. No, it's not enough. I know what I'm talking about. Two. Now, how much more can you put in there? There's not enough
in
there.
That is insane.
Oh, I hear it through the headphones. Hello? Okay, that's good.
Good?
I didn't hear it. Through, you can bring it down a little, actually. Don't be shy, Gabe.
It's the first time that's happened.
With like 8 seconds of reverb.
It's funny. If there's ever like a really hot girl here in the studio,
yeah.
Then Gable asks for more reverb.
Oh, he does. I see. It's happened
like one time.
So here we go. So, all right. Hey, guess what, everybody? Wayne Fetterman is here. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit!
Come on.
So I got the reverb. You ready?
Wayne Fetterman.
Bubble Machine.
All right, now listen, let's bring in some trumpet here, and let's fucking do this right. God damn it.
That's still
so
reverbing.
That's right.
Now listen. One thing you did I didn't like, I wanted to bring up.
Tell me.
Just kidding, after all that. Remember when you borrowed a nickel from me in Paris?
Well, let me just
stories?
Say that in a nutshell is why I like that I feel honored that I get to be a comedian in my life. In a nutshell. Just like the craziness of that. And the dedication of it, loved it. Loved
I know
all of it.
You know,
I know I should be making fun of it, but I'm not.
No,
at all.
By the way, the opposite. I will find
because
things
I
to
am,
make fun of.
I am sarcastic, but that, like, what you spray painted the ceiling?
Can I tell you? No, that's cans of smoke. That's
what did you do? Because you just spray painted the ceiling.
It's a handheld smoke machine.
You have to understand.
$750.
Even though the people that are listening, I want to explain
because that could have gotten in my lungs.
When we pull, it's smoke. In other words,
smoke in my lungs is not good.
No,
we all know that.
Here's what the guy said.
That's a rule.
If you were in a band and they had a smoke machine, then those people have been in bands for 50 years with, you know, smoke coming out. It's as safe as that, is what they say. Now, going on the candle, I shouldn't do that.
Aerosol near
aerosol,
an open flame.
Whatever. It's so much fun to do, I ignore it every week. And every week I think, don't do that again, Todd.
Oh, so you do it every week?
When I do it. No. To George Carlin. And by the way, that's a safe word on the show. And you know what's great about it? In a moment like that, you can move past it in 10 seconds. 3 seconds. You go, to George Carlin. No. We sometimes, you know, don't have a trumpet here. Sometimes,
is that like
can I tell you something?
Is that swear to God? Is that what you're trying to say?
Okay. You never break it. And what I like about it is, no, I was excited. That's why your reaction, I love it. I'll tell you why. Because I was excited.
How did you know?
I don't know, but I thought you're pretty positive and you're pretty supportive. You know what I mean? Like, your sarcasm is obviously not your fiber. Like, so what? That's a good thing.
No, I feel like I feel like my sarcasm is a big part of it. But it comes from love. It comes from love.
But not even love where you have to be one of those people who go, you know I love you, because
I can't stand.
You know, because your actions show. You'll show up at a show. You'll always be supportive. You always have a So then when I thought, I want to do like everything. So I thought, oh, fuck, I'll call Gabe. And then I thought, it sounds so weird. I'm not kidding, but the bubble machine, I forget to get bubbles. But I'm like, I'll get bubbles. I got to get the trumpet. I got to get Gabe. And Gabe has a jingle too, so... I mean, his girlfriend listens to the show now, so we won't.
Gabe Steiner.
See, we made you a jingle. That's all you get. And even sometimes...
How does this... I know this is not about me, but I'm curious. How did this all... How do you make these jingles?
For instance, Nick is sitting in today on the show, right?
Right.
He's a friend. So you gotta... Fuck.
What do we do, baby, without Nick? What do we do, baby?
And Blake Wexler's here too, and we'll get something for him later. Okay, so listen, here's what I wanted to ask you. Let's. I'm a little bit. I got some fresh air. I got to be honest.
Is that a euphemism?
It is.
Okay.
So anyway, all that stuff I just said that was true. And then the first thing we're going to talk about is DC. Isn't that weird? That's one of the things, because that's where I first met you. But I have some other things. You love talking about stuff like this, I think.
So far, I've loved talking.
You mentioned a long time ago
book. You remember? Oh yeah,
the realistic. Because I said to you something like, "Oh, I'm not one of these people. Oh, the kids today," and mm-hmm. you said, "No, no, no," and you told me about a book I would like.
Yes.
What was the name of that book?
The book is called The Irrational Optimist.
Right.
And that's a book that says that despite the popular sentiment that everything is actually getting better. Kids are getting smarter. We're living longer. We're healthier.
Can I tell you something? I love
that
you said
that. Yes, there's horrible things. No doubt.
We're not.
This is what everyone knows about me.
Let me ask you something.
But I feel... go ahead.
I have always different ways. I love to learn different ways how to say something. And one thing... Look, you were doing exactly what I do.
Yeah.
To say we're going forward doesn't mean you are not acknowledging that there are still atrocities that are
every
going
day,
on.
Every day.
Atrocities. Like,
and
not
horrible
just,
things are yes. being done to people. Right now someone's being bullied.
It's yeah. But... Right.
But...
It
the
does,
trends.
It when it comes to... If we ever had to go back to get decency or go back to do what's right, name a period where we went back to get – when they were fighting for civil rights, they didn't go, we need to go back to 1910 where we didn't do this. No, it's always – you have to go forward. Most problems are answered by going forward. So what happens is as you get older, you start slipping. And the next thing you know, you're doing that same shit.
I know.
And you know what you try to do? You try to sell it like it's right. Like, no.
In my – yeah,
no,
of course.
Shut up.
Of course. When does that happen? And do you think people forget what that sounded like when you heard that earlier?
You know what? I think I know
you're upset.
No,
I love you.
I'm not upset. I always say
you're super high.
I guess
you want too much. Too much fresh air.
I'm pretty good now. I'm pretty good. Well, I mean, I'm lucid. I always say that. I think people lucid. I probably said it wrong.
Okay.
I think that people. If not wanting to turn into your parents, because that's the simplest of it. You know, you really, whatever anybody says, whatever they're arguing, if you want to be a bully verbally, you just go, oh, you turned into your parents. And they'll be like, no, because this and that. And you go, yeah, you turned into your parents. And then they go, well, no, what about with Caitlyn Jenner? What about with gay marriage? Well, because of the marriage. Yeah, you don't hear it. You turned into your parents. It's okay. Like, it's so passive aggressive. Go, no, I don't even want you to change, but just, you turned into your parents.
It's fun.
Yeah, you did. Because if not turning into your parents was easy, nobody would. Everybody doesn't want to turn into their parents. But like skiing or being a comedian, every fucking thing takes work. And I think not turning into your parents takes work. The reason I don't think I will is because I fucking give it. I treat it like I want.
Why are you so angry about this?
Well, because
what is going
on? I talk
on?
About it every week. I should be angry about this.
I feel like you shouldn't be angry about
it. Can I tell you something?
This is going to be the difference between you and I right now. It's like, why do you care?
By the way,
are you so upset about it?
I'll tell you why. Because I think you can. I'd be honest with you. I like that you're asking me these questions because these guys hear me talk about it all the time. Because it sounds. I hate to have to say it sounds this. It sounds that. Why can't I just spit it out? Because you can fucking make a difference.
Yeah, but you can make a difference. This is where you and I differ.
Other people listen to the show.
This
and
is where you and
people's
I,
opinions.
This is where you and I differ. I don't try to change anyone's opinion.
You
That's
know
where you and I differ.
By the way, I don't have a problem with you not doing it, but you shouldn't have a problem with me doing it. How about that? How can you argue with that? Because you expect me to go, you should do it. By the way, you make a difference in ways you don't even realize.
Of course.
You're positive energy. So whatever you contribute to this world, I say you're a positive energy here. And I always say that even if you don't have money to give charity, or not you, but you know what I mean. But what can you do that's free? And that's be a kind person and walk around and have your energy be good. So you do give a lot. So I'm not going to criticize you to go, and you should do more, but you should have to understand that I might have
your love of this subject, which I'm sure has been covered many times here in the this weird space that we're dealing with right now.
By the way, you agree with me. You're just not as passionate because you agree with
me. I feel like it doesn't seem like passion when you talk about it. And I'm going to be honest. It feels like it comes from anger. That's just
can I tell you something?
Don't attack
no,
me.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I feel like it's not like, oh, I just wish people could see this that way and how lovely it is that someone who's like not totally straight or thing could find love or.
By the way, if you're right, but you might have been down a wrong path in the right area, will you be able to say, oh, okay.
Of course. I'm wrong a lot.
So what I was going to say is, it's a funny way I'll say it, but like I think when you say that, oh, that comes from anger, you expect sometimes people to go, oh, no, it doesn't, and get defensive, and I can easily.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it absolutely does come from anger. I think the anger is, by the way, inevitably, I'm going to go a little long with this, but then I swear I'll shut up and listen. That's what I say.
Right.
That... The anger comes from, of course, it's always your fault when anger, obviously. You know, it's always your fault.
It's your choice. It's your,
so here's what it is. But try to think of something. If I don't give you the right example, if you want to try, you'll be able to think of something that's like it but works better for you. Trying to explain a technology to your parents sometimes, and it's like, it's frustrating, but obviously you shouldn't get mad, but you can get like, or when I tried, no, I shouldn't even say technology because my mom's better than me.
Mm-hmm.
When I explained to her that her problems between her and her husband are more about her than him, that she's stuck with him. And just when I think I'm getting it clear, I can't, and I know I'm right. I'm not being wrong. I get enough about it. I'm not perfect, but I can see that my mom's problems, it's the day she'll change is when she goes, yeah, it's about me. It's not, and I can't explain it to her. I get frustrated. So I think what frustrates me when I start talking about that thing with back then is because I'm right. I am trying to explain to people that 1 + 1 = 2. It's not open for debate. What I'm saying is factual. And I think because I can't get it across sometimes, I get frustrated and I get angry because to me it seems so obvious.
Right.
It seems so obvious.
I'm saying to you, just as someone who loves you and has been around a long time, it doesn't sound like frustration.
It sounds more
like anger.
Well, it's frustration and anger.
Now you're frustrated at the level.
When I was saying the word frustrated, I wasn't trying to fluff up anger. I'll fill it in with anger. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get angry, of course, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if you're trying to explain something to somebody, it's like you need to have...
I'm saying to you, like, let me give you a classic example. I don't say the word, the B word. I don't say bitch, ever.
I agree.
It's like whether you do or not, it's great.
Well, I still agree. What, are you trying to be argumentative?
But
you know, people listen to the show, and they're going to decide whether you're trying to be argumentative.
Okay, of course.
Listen up. Like, people will listen. They will make a judgment. They will go, I think actually Todd was being pretty good. Like, he's passionate.
He said I agree.
I don't think the masses are going to go, hey, Wayne really told Todd to ease up on his social stance.
No. But that's something that's like, obviously... Very few people agree with me on that. I would never angry. I feel like I'm right 100%. I feel like it's horrific, especially for young girls. A horrific word on the level of the N-word. So
I agree.
So I don't use it. Don't use it in my act. I only use it when I talk about this. It's a core issue with me. I would never get up and go 1 + 1 = 2 and make someone like
okay.
I wouldn't
I'll tell you what I think, just as an example
you're not going to hear it on stage when I'm on stage.
I'll tell you what I think the difference is that I agree there are social settings where I don't bring it up. There's times on this podcast I haven't brought it up.
What
if somebody says a word I don't think that they should use? But the podcast, not that it's free that it should be bad,
right?
But if I'm not funnier than I'm preachy, people will stop listening. So I must not be. Will I lose certain people? Yes. But what I'm saying is,
will you ask a question and answer it? Sometimes.
Yes, I will. But I think you can change people. And I don't think I should have to preface, even if it's one person, because it's more than one. But even if it's one, so I think, most of my show is if people are listening, I'm not making them listen, and I get emails enough to make me really melt and smile. Of like, you turned it, you said it a little bit different. And thank you. And you could tell when they write the email with brilliance and diligence that they got it. Like one thing you said, you coined it, you said it 10 times, but the 9th time I went, fuck.
All right, you're trying to change people. I'm not. So that's, I think, a difference.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to change me?
No, no. I'm just explaining what
I do.
No,
you're trying to change me from not doing
this. I'm not at
all.
I'm just saying how I'm perceiving you. That's all. Don't change at all.
But why is it? But I was. I said that in the beginning, but you seem to say.
Tell me. Tell me what that is.
I said to you, I go, I think you do a lot already. Like, if you don't have an extra clause after that, I think you're over. But, like, just. But it seems. Maybe I'm totally wrong. But doesn't it seem like you're a little. Like, you're. It's like, dude, the warmest
intro.
This, and then
this
we,
is going, this
no, no. I think it's going great.
Draft.
No, no. Does it seem like you're? By the way, like I said, people are listening. So yep. Later, like people will tell me, "Oh, Todd, you were high." Or no, no, no. Does it seem like you're not in a mean way, but like saying, "Why don't you relax a little?"
I'm just responding to the way it comes
but
off to me. It's like it seems. I've said it before. I'm not going to beat you. I'm not trying to change you. I'm saying it just seems angry to me, and I'm just saying I approach. Where we have similar things where I'm passionate about a little differently.
Right.
Guess what? We're different people.
Right.
I can accept that. What? What's happening?
I have a question.
No. Get him. When I didn't know what
this is Jake Wexler.
No, I play basketball
with
Blake,
this kid. I mean, Blake, it's Jake Adams. Jake Wexler. Okay, go ahead.
Go
if
ahead.
You hear somebody say on stage or even just in you know, conversation the B word, you know?
Do you, I hear do it you get, all the time, obviously.
Do you get offended or mad or you just kind of just let it go?
No, I just... I just have to live my life. That's all
and
I can
but
do.
But can I
let me, I don't get in the same way if I heard the N-word or anything like that, I don't get I it's like people need to live their own lives in my opinion.
Even if and, you like saw it like
and I know this
somebody?
Seems like I'm kind of attacking you,
add you
through this thing.
No, no, but I think,
I apologize for that.
But by the way, I love you. So like this is I love these conversations because I think they are good to have because you know what? There might be someone listening to the show that agrees with you that goes it's not doesn't mean they don't they're not agreeing with you like it's a fight. No, you have social sometimes little things turn into something else and it's
I'm trying
fun.
To, yeah, I'm trying so, to but, do my I'm trying to be creative and do stuff.
So
life,
hold on.
So
let me say and react to that. And by the way, that no matter what I'm saying, it's not to it genuinely is not to change you. It's to say is it worth it? Sometimes I don't think there's wrong with evolving in front of an audience. And if you're honest with them, so in other words, yes, that's part of me sometimes that is like that and that. But there's times when we just sit around calmly talking about why I wouldn't say stop saying man up or why I stopped saying
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You don't just, say man up?
No, I tried to get that verbiage or, you know, you throw like what were the other ones? And throw like a girl I would have
like
never
you're a
said.
Pussy or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. I say don't be a coward because like it does. By the way, on that?
Yeah.
If you're just discussing that with people, like, by the way, there's the other side too. There's anger and there's like, God damn it. But there's also, if I think those things are worth discussing because there are people that are still growing and they will not, without even being barked at, just discussing it going, oh yeah, if I had two daughters, I don't want to, there's three terms. I can get those out of my vocabulary. That someone can do it not because of a court order, but because they're like, they heard some people sitting around being smart and went, oh, or different, or had a different belief than their parents believe. Maybe we're wrong sometimes, but sometimes people pick up on it. They're like, hey, that was a really good point. So that's what this is. It's like if you heard your parents talking about something very smart, that's going to rub off on you, even if they didn't think they were teaching you anything. So to me, that element, it's good too, because people can still grow. So, but you can do, there's, and by the way, that's why I say Dan Savage. I always say, you know what I should do from now on whenever anything bothers me? Is just say, listen to Dan Savage, because he can say it calmly and like cleaner. But then I realize we're different people.
Is there a way to you could play him right now?
Oh, he's you've never heard him speak on anything?
No, I don't. I've seen him on, he's on Mar, right?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him.
But I always think he does it like just very like, oh God, he cleans his thoughts up. But then I have to remember, maybe we hit different people. You know, maybe some people need to be pounded over the head with love and I enjoy talking about it. I think it keeps me on the – I think to me it's like hiking. It keeps me, too. It's for me, too. It's self-indulgent. How about that? How about if I don't have to act like that doesn't exist? It keeps me. It's good for me, too. Like, fucking don't forget. Don't forget. I do not want to turn into my parents. And I'll tell you why I reap the benefits of it. And I'm repeating myself, but I think it's worth it, is that there's a trip I took, and there's an 80- and 70-year-old couple. Their name's Barry and Joanne, and they're so – they're amazing. They're so forward-thinking. And because of that, they get to hang out with youth, which is a privilege. Because nobody wants to hang out with an 80-year-old that tells them how stupid they are indirectly. You know, our movies suck. So by seeing Barry and Joanne, I go, man, that's what that's like. You get to have – there's 17-year-old kids that go, where are Barry and Joanne? That's an energy that you could use when you're 80, that youth wants you around them. I want to be that. So to me, I have to obsess on it a certain amount for me. But obviously then there's people like Dan Savage who can do it in a calmer, more clean way. So I just do it the best way I can do it. And sometimes I get it. I start yelling. I mean, I get yelling where I say to myself, I can't yell this much. Like, it's not good for me.
Right, 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 right.
But that could be over a comedy club, too.
No, no, no. It's interesting. It's just interesting.
a wrong drape. So when we met, go from that to that, to D.C.
That was good. That was a good lecture.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You need to hear it, you dumb fuck. Jesus. People are going to listen to this in 30 years. Who do you think they're going to think is smarter?
Right.
So isolate that. Matter of fact, put it in a vault and shove it up my ass. What did I say wrong?
What is that? The sound of something going up your...
It's the end of the show. So we play it like whenever you say anything that's like, I do whatever I want. It's a podcast. Somehow Nerdist came in and
I gotcha.
The show's over. So we met in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what year that was?
I'm going to say 83. 1983. Do you know what won Best Picture that year?
No. Can I guess?
Yes.
Ordinary People.
No, that's 80. That's 80. That's a good guess.
Wow.
You know how I know that joke? I know everything through comedy.
Yeah.
This comedy team, Mixed Nuts, they would walk up to the door and act like there was a peephole. And they would go, anything weird going in there? And then the next guy would go over and go, anything crazy going on in there? And then the next guy would look over and goes, is there anything, you know? And then they would go, no. And then it went black. Ordinary People. Coming to a theater.
It's pretty good.
Mixed Nuts. Yeah, they were funny. They
I was actually in an improv group for a little bit, and you know what the name of our group was?
Can we guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it involve food?
It involves improv.
Improvish?
No.
It involves
improv.
Just think
of this picture an improv group in the late 80s, early 90s. Still today.
Improv.
Just think of
improv schmimprov.
No.
Suburban Whites.
What?
Suburban Whites.
That's pretty close.
How many people were in the improv troupe?
Four.
Identical foursome or identical. Something.
They all look the same in improv.
I don't
groups?
Know. I judge. Okay. I got nervous. I couldn't think of anything. Okay, tell us.
No fat guy.
No.
Funny. Funny.
Can you say that again? And can you say that again? What was the name of it?
No fat guy.
We know how to ride you out of here. Hey, traffic looks pretty good going down the road you live near, and if you connect over to there, you should be able to bypass a little traffic, but everything looks pretty much the same as it does. There is an accident. We're getting a little alert here, but we don't know where it's at. So I do everything for every market.
Of course, I love it.
I have to make it generic. So in Washington, D.C.
So I'm guessing 83. By the way, it's terms of endearment, just if you're curious. I know.
I remember going to this. First of all, I was very nervous.
Meeting me back then.
You were nice. By the way, you know, I'm going to preface this and I won't say it again. Like, you know, like getting compliments feel good, but they're also awkward too. So it's like after a while, it's like pull back on it a little, I think. But no, it's so fuck that, you know. Just
question. How is my mic radius speaking?
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
But you were friendly. You were very friendly.
Yeah.
You were very preppy. You're very collegiate.
Really?
Yeah, you had like bucks.
Saddle shoes. I used to wear saddle shoes. Yes.
Yeah. And that was the club where there was a strip joint downstairs. Mm-hmm. And the owner said, whatever you do, don't mention the strip joint and don't drop the microphone. So I really didn't do it to be a dick. I thought it would be so funny. I dropped the mic and said, I hope the strippers down here didn't hear it. And now in hindsight, I realized, shut the fuck up about the strippers. But he yelled at me after the show and made me cry. Like I was like, and then he saw I was crying. And then I started feeling bad for him because
how often has that happened where some like a club owner has made you cry? From dressing you down.
Can I tell you something? Almost never. He was a crazy guy. You know, Dan was a little crazy.
Yeah.
He didn't need to do that to me. And in all fairness to him, he saw that I got choked up.
I think I still have the ad from the paper.
I do, too.
You do?
I have.
That's interesting.
I have...
That's what this is all about.
Yeah. No,
we don't have to talk about it.
No. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk the fuck about it.
Oh.
I know what the hell I'm doing.
Jesus.
Yeah, we talk a lot about it. We're going to put some reverb in our voice. When we do it, you know what I'll do? I'll go, now, let
can
me
you put,
just,
can I you show put a flange as opposed to reverb? Can you do that?
Hello? And I was Wayne Fetterman in there?
Yeah, sure, I play with the bells and the whistles. Why not?
Okay.
So
we met there, and that was one of my first gigs. Because I think he was like a second cousin of mine or something like that.
Oh, so.
The owner. But he was not a nice guy.
I liked him, though. He was fine.
You did?
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Because you said he's your second cousin. I'm like, oh, he's great. And then I walked around. That's the first time I really drank. Like, I remember just drinking.
And you haven't stopped?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm more of a pot person.
What?
Like, when I turn,
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I turn, like, maybe 30, I When I turned 30, I started smoking pot a lot. I mean, a lot then was two times a week, but to me it was constant. It was like every single week.
Here's the thing. Like, one of the perks of being a comedian, and we've been doing it basically the same amount of time, mm-hmm. is you get free drinks. Like, that's a perk. And I learned early on that I really didn't like drinking that much. But I was always like, can I get the cash equivalent of what three drinks would be in the end of the week?
Otherwise, I'm drinking.
Like, why does every other comedian, because they have this weakness, and I call it a weakness, not a disease, get this free stuff at the end of the shows?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, I was... I've probably I like to put a number in everything. I would say 90. I'm not talking about drinking, because I drink. Here's how many. What did I say wrong?
99%
of the time.
Was that an Alan Arkin thing you were doing?
It's James Adomian's impersonation of me. Me doing him doing me. You know,
okay.
So,
okay.
I use numbers a lot. I sound like Bernie Sanders. I know that there have been maybe five times in my career where drinking ruined the show, and I can tell you, I fucking hated it. I did not think it was cute.
You ruined your show.
It was was ruined. But I can have, if I have five or under, my show will not be affected at all.
Wow.
Will the sixth one affect it?
Maybe.
Is it worth it?
Who knows? Am I going to ask myself another question and answer it? Possibly.
I don't mind.
Is that your thing?
What?
Will the sixth one hit? Maybe.
Maybe it'll be the fifth one.
Do I need anyone else to have a conversation with? Not tonight.
Am I going to keep asking myself questions? I don't know. Maybe I will. What's it to you? I don't know. Maybe if we keep talking, why don't we include other people at the table? Sounds like a good idea to me. Why don't you be the first one to implement it? I would if you'd stop yelling at everybody. Well, I'd stop yelling at everybody if you didn't carry on a whole conversation by yourself. I think I got into that.
That was like Edgar Bergen. That was good.
So,
that's the kind of references I do for the podcast audience of Ventriloquist from 1937.
Thank you. Well, our audience likes this stuff. We know what to play. We have to play some of this
shit. What is this? You're giving him a note.
Well, we have to play.
Am I allowed to, like, talk about this at all?
We have a very Christian audience. Don't make jokes, seriously. These people fucking love this shit. Well, they do. What are we to yell at them? Yes, what do you want to make fun of?
No, just you kind of running the show and picking up pieces of paper and flashing.
What do you want me to do? Should I do it different?
No.
No, I don't like your attitude.
I don't want to take the...
You do whatever you want.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever you want.
Thank you.
I got a guy come in right now. He plays Simon Says with all of us. Are you in for it? I hired a guy. What do you think he's fucking sitting there for? Does he really look like a friend?
You're going to run Simon Says?
Yes, he's professional. Do you know there's a website where these guys that play Simon Says with corporations get paid to go out and play Simon Says?
Of course.
What do you think a guy like that makes?
That's a good question. I don't get
any ideas.
I bet the best one can make over $50,000 a year.
Can I tell you? That's exactly the number that I said.
I know. You're into numbers, right?
99% of the time, I'm 48% right. 52. How about I'm afraid to ask. Let's agree to this. If we don't both agree, we'll talk about something else. Do you like Bernie Sanders?
I like Bernie Sanders, and I gave him money.
Good for you.
No, don't do the good for you.
Fuck you.
Not your fuck you.
Nah, your mother's a whore.
But it just sounds like...
Oh, shit, now I have to get out of this. Shit, what do I do? I got
that
something.
That one sounds like... It just sounds condescending.
People forget if you play this. It's... Come on, Jake. Not now. I have a serious
guess. That is a good song.
Oh. Yeah. If you let yourself like it, you will.
I like it right from the start.
He was sleeping. It's the summer concert series.
I tried to end it. No one was watching.
I love when bands do that.
Yeah.
Let's
play a little game.
What?
Name trumpet players. We'll go around the room.
Oh, I can.
JJ.
JJ. Gabe Steiner. I'm going to start with him. I know that seems like a cheat. Do they have to be famous?
Yeah, they have to be someone that we'd all know is an actual trumpet player.
His sister fucked Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jagger? I don't like that.
Bruce. Okay. Dizzy Gillespie?
Yes.
Wow.
Shit, I'm so
Louis
nervous.
Armstrong? Did he
Louis Armstrong. He actually played the cornet, but we'll take that. Oh,
thanks.
Obviously,
hey, thanks for playing, Blake.
Miles Davis.
You could have not played and give me another right one. Here? But instead, you butted in.
Freddie Hubbard, Blake Freddie Hubbard correct?
Untweet him.
Herb Alpert.
Untweet him. He'll never know I'm
Lee
saying
Morgan.
This. He doesn't have his headphones.
Who's
up.
Lee Morgan? Who's
Chet
Lee Morgan?
Baker.
Watch your mouth. Oh, you Googling shit.
Winston Marcellus.
Are you really? You're not seriously reading that off of the website.
To George Carlin, were you reading that? Please
oh,
answer.
That's the worst. Say you're yes. a horrible
Come on,
human being.
You have
being.
To answer.
You're a horrible human being.
Were you
being.
Reading it?
What yes. is the point yes, of reading you. It off of what well, joy was, could you
oh,
possibly get?
I can
get?
Read.
I don't
wow.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest? I don't mind that he did it.
Really?
Like, he was being silly. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I come to your defense, you pile of shit. Thank you, Blake.
Again, let me give you my favorite one, and we'll move on from the game. Yes. It didn't work at all.
Bix no, Beiderbecke.
Yes, that was it. Bix Beiderbecke. My favorite, one of my favorite names in show business history.
Is he a trumpet player?
Yeah.
Can you YouTube him and see if we can play him?
Yeah. Again,
I want to hear this
first
fucking
name,
guy.
Bix, B-I-X.
I'm investigative.
Next, last name, Beiderbecke.
Beiderbecke.
Bix.
Bix Beiderbecke.
Yeah. What a name. Come on, you got to be in
Ladies
shape.
And gentlemen, Bix Beiderbecke.
Oh, I thought you were going to be ready for that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bix Beiderbecke.
Beiderbecke. Oh, we'll make it.
Okay,
oh, is this
guys.
A commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's.
Okay,
let's
it doesn't matter. Anyway, we'll move on. I just think it's great. There's a live Trump.
I want to play.
So everything.
Bix Beiderbecke. And I'm going to stop. I love to stop the show and compliment you. You were part of it. See, you're sillier than maybe you think. The fact that you said you weren't like that song, it doesn't matter if it makes any sense. It had a good beat. Then we had the trumpet come in. Can I tell you, to George Carlin, they're my favorite moments. To just have some, for some reason, some silly, stupid piece of music. Gabe plays the trumpet. By the way, he was sleeping. I looked over. He was falling asleep. I had to go, trumpet. Wake two, trumpet, hop two. He falls asleep. Well, okay, Bix.
Beiderbecke.
Can you give him a lot of reverb before he plays it?
That's piano, obviously.
That's all right. Oh, reverb. Aristotle, are you hitting on me? All that reverb.
All right, you don't need all the reverb.
No, yes, you do. Please, let us do our thing here.
All right, I'm just going to
part of the Wayne Fetterman concert series.
I'm disagree with the reverb level. Okay, maybe you should have queued it up to the trumpet part of the song.
Well, he doesn't
that
know where
me.
That's at.
Mean.
He would have to know where it was at.
Sorry.
Here we go. Wow, this is a little long. But this is the part we talk.
Yeah.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen.
Bix.
Bix.
Beiderbecke.
Beiderbecke. I heard he's a no-show, this fucking idiot. He just sends
you know
his
what?
Band to tinkle.
Did you say, I got some bad news. Bix cannot make this recording session, so it's just going to be...
Oh, my God. We got Gabe here. He's working in the kitchen.
Gabe, come on in. It's... God, Gabe, thank you. You
wow.
saved the day. Bix got in a car accident.
Oh, yes. You have to make it horrendous.
And a horrible car accident.
It's because his horn didn't go off.
It's just terrible. But so now he's on the side of the road.
Well, he was driving down the highway trying to get
out.
To the job.
Yeah, he's trying to get
speeding
to the
speeding around the corners.
Yeah, and then,
sure.
And then he's bleeding out right now. Thank God you are here.
He's on his cell phone. Honey, I'm trying to get to that Todd Glass show. I'm Bix Beiderbecke. Bix Beiderbecke.
Okay, maybe next time. But if you can rebook him when he comes out of the hospital or out of rehab, I think you'd like him.
God,
I think
that
you'd
sounded
like him.
So good.
It sounded great.
You really play good. You know, Gabe.
That was pretty. How did you know what key that was in? Like, how does that all work for somebody like you? That's a musician talking.
Well, can
they
I tell
don't
you
really what? Put a sentence together.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm just kind of better at it.
You have all to right. throw cymbals at their head. That's how they learn. Now you saw the movie Whiplash.
Of course.
The only
twice.
Way you can the only
twice.
Way you can train someone is to throw things at their head. That's how Charlie Murphy taught some other guy. I don't remember. Who gives a shit?
Good story. Good story.
Thank you. So anyway, Bix Beiderbecke. The trumpet. Do you play an instrument? Oh, you play the piano.
Multiple
you play
instruments.
The piano. I know you play the banjo.
Not the banjo. The ukulele.
The ukulele.
And those are my two mottos. I play bass. I can't do anything where I have to blow into a horn. My embouchure. Mm. Say it with me.
Embouchure. Embouchure.
Okay, now you're making
embouchure.
Embouchure. I'm an embouchure.
want pizza.
Hey, what's the name of the guy who does the jingles for the show?
Joe McKenzie.
Who's the other guy?
I'm Balinshore. Don't be rude to the guest.
That was great.
I want to talk about your CD because I was surprised when Jake told me that you had never had a CD before.
Debut. This is my debut
and,
CD.
And what's the name of it?
It's called The Chronicles of Fetterman. Open it up. You can open it up.
Can I ask you a question? And we'll do it in post. Like what if and you could even answer us later. Let's take a break real quick and we'll roll in. We'll play a track of your CD so people can listen to it in the middle of the show. So you just point to what track. We'll listen to this and we'll be right back.
All right, let me do a impression of Johnny Carson if he was still doing the monologue today. Johnny Carson, still doing the monologue today. Very nice to be here. Last night I got a little drunk. I'm so drunk, my Uber driver got a DUI. As you know, every year I go to Coachella. Me and Doc, we'd love to go to Coachella. And last year, incredible, closing the show was a hologram of Tupac Shakur. Hologram is so realistic, it got shot 3 times. So, the whole thing. It's relatively new. All right, let me do another impression. This is my first time at the 99 cent only store. Here we go. It's really bright in here. How does this work? 99 cents for everything. This seems impossible. How could they run a store like this? Okay, I get it. It's crap. It's row after row of crap. I wouldn't spend 39 cents for anything in here. Things are overpriced at the 99 cent store. Surprising. Look at the people in here. This is like a freak show. That lady's wearing a bathrobe. Oh no, she's just trying one on. Okay. Oh, these are interesting products they have. I never knew Lionel Richie had applesauce.
Yeah, sure. You listen, I should say, to some good stand-up.
Thank you.
We didn't listen to that here in the studio. I think it's better to be honest. Because, you know, then it looks like, why weren't they? But while we were playing it, you were explaining it to me. And I was like, I fucking love it.
Your reaction, why did I hoping?
Yeah, because I was like, I was speechless, literally, because I went, that. It's a great idea. It's like such a, and it's more than the idea. You've had to have the body of work to do it and have saved it. There's so many elements that a lot of people would have wanted to say, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. Because something certain people would wish they've done in their careers by saving some, you did it. So, it you know, it's like you didn't do one for a long time, but then when you did one, I'm not kidding you. Like, I love infomercialing something when it's from your heart. Like, I would imagine this is the type of thing
I told
people,
you. I was very emotional putting it together. Yeah. Just read some of the rooms on the back of the thing.
So what I was going to say was that when you listen to this, you're like, I like when you can't explain something. You just have to say to somebody, you got to fucking listen to it. It starts here. It ends there.
Yeah, the first joke is about the 84 Olympics.
and what club was it at?
Awesome.
That was
at the Comic Strip in New York City. And
where did you have all these recordings?
Well, what happened was, I had the Comic Strip, which was my home club, put in a VHS system in like the beginning of 84. And so I started just making VHS copies. And like you would just – VHS was kind of expensive back then. So I had a few of those tapes. So I had those. Then I had some cassettes that I recorded. I had something called a micro cassette from Catch a Rising Star.
And real quick, so I don't forget, this is all audio. It's not
– All audio. Right. Everything is audio. Yeah. And it goes right up to 2015.
That's how you were when I met you.
How did you not lose any of it? You know, like, is it just stuff that just happened? Or how did you even keep it? In boxes?
Yeah,
or?
Just in boxes. Just had it all through those years. And for some reason, I just didn't want to throw it out. I don't know why. And this is Todd will be able to talk about this, speak to this. I don't like watching myself or listening to myself. Like, a lot of comedians, like, it's very good to listen to your set afterwards. You can really pick up a lot of great pointers. It's just too painful for me.
It's cringeworthy. You cringe.
Yeah. And so
By the way, I know how good it is. I did it once, and I thought I'm going to do this forever. Now I never asked how good it was. Never did it again.
Yeah, it's so hard. Why is that so difficult?
I don't know. Can I be honest though? So it doesn't come off self-loathing if it's not genuine. It's nauseating.
Obviously, I put this stuff on the CD. I think it's funny.
The podcast I will listen to.
You will
and enjoy it.
Okay.
Because you have guests and you're talking about things, and then later you're not thinking about anything. You're not thinking about what you're going to do next. You hear something a guest said you didn't hear. So sometimes I really enjoy. So it's not like I'm looking to be. But I agree with you with the stand up. I don't.
Maybe, what is the deal with it?
Why? What?
I know. It's very curious.
But very anyway. Curious.
So I got it all, had to put it in order. Then some of the early stuff was the quality was not good enough for these guys at a special thing. So they're like, so I taught myself how to audio restore. Like literally bought a program. Took like a year just to figure it out. Took a private class at this guy at Walt Disney, who's like the best in the country, who does the old Disney cartoons and stuff.
You know, the answer to this just might be a flat no, and that's okay. But
what?
Obviously, your voice changes when you're, you know, but your voice changes even after you're 25.
Yes.
So when you were going through and listening to everything, you were like, wow, like you think I was, and you could have been 32, but for some reason you're like, your voice just sounds.
I meant you because I do a little intro before each CD just to tell you where I am, like,
cool, I like
in the business. And I do talk about my voice changing from kind of whiny and annoying to like scratchy and annoying.
Where was South Plantation High?
Okay, that is, it's interesting you pick out the one thing. There is a bonus track at the end of Volume 1 called Ventriloquism. And that's, I went back to my high school and performed this is from this is before 84. This is like from the 70s. And I have that. So you get, I do.
Oh my god!
It's humiliating, but it was like it's where I started.
No, that's amazing.
Oh, it's soul bearing.
It would be humiliating if you were still doing it,
right? Yeah.
So it's okay.
You know, remember I was saying before, like it's the type of thing that people, you know, it doesn't even matter if like someone has known you to do stand up over the years.
Right.
Obviously, that's an extra. But even if someone just maybe their first introduction to you today is somebody that's listening to the podcast. I would still be like, oh, I want to hear this. Like, you know, it's just a fun. It tells a story indirectly, even though you're not telling a story.
Right.
There's a through line that you don't have to. Just put it in the order that it unfolded, and it will tell its own story. A joke, a silliness, a sense of humor. Watch someone grow as you listen to their comedy, and it tells a very specific story with never saying once upon a time, but it's once upon a time. And it's someone's, I fucking love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Really
it's been a while, you know, like it's taken a little while to kind of put the whole thing together, and it's my debut, and in a way kind of it's a bit of a legacy project also, right?
It's kind of like a box set, but people don't have to buy it the same thing twice, you know, like if someone's into someone to buy a box set, they would have already bought the album, you know, at least three
right
of them.
And then they throw in a couple extra outtakes and they're
right
like,
but it's the same that's worth $85. But why did you not to get all Mort Saul on you, but like why Leslie Stahl is what I meant to say.
Well, you were going to put on a sweater and talk about Eisenhower.
Can I?
So I was trying to do your rhythm.
But why did you wait that long? Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you release an album yet? Was it just not the right timing?
No.
No, I have to tell the truth.
The absolute truth is no one asked me to ever put out an album. What?
Nothing.
No one ever asked me to ever put out an album. So, and I did I did a special for Comedy Central and stuff like that. They have a record division. Guys, I'm right here. I just did this for you. They're thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
Oh no, but all you have to do is put it out. Like it's been recorded.
Right.
Like,
we have all the.
Oh, anyway, Wayne, it was great working with you.
That's exactly right.
Oh no.
So I was like, all right. Oh, that's interesting. And so
hello, it's obligatory.
Right.
But let me do this.
What is it?
Hello, I'm waiting. Hello. I know you guys have a record division.
Don't pick up the phone.
Wait,
hello,
what?
Oh, it's Wayne.
Don't answer the phone.
Guys,
Gary, man?
Everyone here at Comedy Central Records.
Hello, it's Wayne Fetterman. I know you guys have a record division because I did my half-hour special. I know you saw it.
Burn everything. Burn the whole thing down.
I hear you. It's Wayne Fetterman.
Guys, quiet. Just be quiet.
No, guys, I hear you saying that. It's Wayne Fetterman. I know you have a record.
Fuck, hang up the phone.
You know what? I have run from the bit. You want to hear what I love?
and Joe McKenzie made this. Yeah. Where if you're ever in a bit and you're not feeling it, oh, I hate to stay in a bit. So I give the guest a card that says run from the bit. Yeah. That means if we're doing a bit and whatever, if an improv troupe, if you're not feeling it, you can't just go, I'm not feeling it. Let me just play this. Oh, it's a godsend.
Run from the bit. Run
from the bit.
Okay, so pause it. So in my act, I have an iPod that I travel with on the road, and I told the sound guy, and I tell the audience, I established to George Carlin, I like that because they know it's true. I go, when I play that, I tell the sound guy if I ever get caught or I'm getting preachier than funny.
Do you worry that the sound guy is not on it?
Can I tell you? It can't go wrong because it doesn't matter.
Because then you can make fun of the sound guy.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, because let me tell you something. I did sound, and I know.
Oh, I didn't know you were bragging.
He can hear.
Oh,
wow.
I feel
wow.
Like,
wow. Jimmy Two Ears over
just
here.
I feel like all I said.
I know how noises work.
Sound,
son. Well, I think. Oh, guys. I think you guys are making a big deal about
it. All in.
No, Wayne just said that I'm not bragging. I don't think. I think you're just trying to be friends with Wayne.
Oh my God!
No, I think you guys are over exaggerating.
Just exaggerating.
Okay, so listen. I love the trumpet. I always try to wake Gabe up because he's free basing over there.
That's what musicians do. You know that, right? That's not a weird thing for a musician to be super high.
And I hope your parents listen to the show, and I know your mom does.
Gabe Steiner.
You have a girlfriend, right?
Gross.
There was a girl at the podcast studio, at the podcast festival that asked if you did, and I said, I think he does. And then I pushed her into a rake.
Of course.
So anyway, back to... Okay.
Was she okay?
You know what?
Is she okay for the rake?
Why are we moving past this?
So you violently pushed her into a rake.
Laying in a pool of blood.
She's fine. We go to a couple.
Was it on the ground and it'd flip up and hit her in the face?
I don't remember.
There is a comedic element.
It was on the ground.
What side?
So anyway, I want to know. I want to say it again because, you know, I don't take it for granted. Then I'll feel like we can
move
past it.
Were the teeth going down?
The CD. What's the name of it again?
It's called The Chronicles of Fetterman.
Obviously, if the teeth were down, it wouldn't have hurt anybody.
Yeah, the rake broke. It was a tragedy.
They're expensive.
Yeah, there's leaves everywhere in Santa Monica.
I did comedy in Philadelphia in someone's yard once, and
you don't have to brag.
I don't need a roof.
I don't need a brick wall to do comedy.
No roof for me.
I'm in any atmosphere comedian.
Put me in the elements, baby. 10% of rain. I don't care. Stick
indoor,
me in a
outdoor.
Fucking yard. Philadelphia, entertainment capital of the world.
I'll
make me like to go at the Spectrum. I'm in the backyard.
Yeah, the Pope lives there.
This guy's not informed. It makes me melt every time. Me melt every time. Every time. And the trumpet, it adds. What's the horse neigh have to do with it? But it works.
It's so embarrassing, like, to hear that directed at you.
So what's the name of your CD?
Again, it's The Chronicles of Fetterman.
The Chronicles of Fetterman.
Right.
All right, cool.
And by the time this airs, it'll be out, but it's actually coming out tomorrow because I know you like to live in reality.
Where can we get it?
Let me say something to just our listeners, if you don't mind. Yeah. Just mind your own business.
Listen, guys, I don't ask you to buy a lot of stuff, but if we really sell some of those The Chronicles of Fetterman, it'll look good. Like, I want people to do this show and then be like, actually, Todd, I got to be honest. When I did your show, like, my CDs, I definitely sold a lot of CDs. I did fucking the other podcast. I didn't really sell that much. So spend a little money.
Hey, Todd,
we can all hear what you're saying right now. I know you're trying to do a good thing and get your people to...
Oh, no, I wasn't...
I know everyone benefits, like, even if you sell albums.
He directly benefits me. We heard you say all
you
of that.
You sneaking around is kind of mischievous.
I don't know what you're talking about. I swear to God, it didn't even go through.
He hung up.
No, what just happened?
He's not... Want to see a bit that'll make you laugh? This is the... Can I do it? This is the sound guy that tries to get the right phone effect, right? You're going to love this. He tries to get the right phone effect, but he gets so nervous, and we're nice on the show. Yeah. Maybe he has a problem or whatever.
Right.
So, but he gets so nervous, he thinks he's going to save it. All we wanted was a simple ring, and here he is. Okay, Jake, that's good. That's good.
Just, I think I'm getting
well, that's good.
It.
No, no, you got it. You got it.
No, 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 just...
No, you, oh, there. Well, I don't... No, that's
just,
not even,
just
that's,
a wrap-up
No, that's
effect.
Just a wrap-up.
Like, that's all we need.
Yeah,
we just
go.
Need a wrap-up. No.
No,
these are...
No, you got it.
Oh, my... It sounds like...
No, Jake, you're not
we
even
literally
playing,
sound like we're lost
even,
in the internet.
That's a drum roll.
Okay, no, that's the opposite of a wrap-up. That's like a build-up.
That's a build-up. No, that's not even a phone sound. That's not even a phone sound.
You haven't blinked.
You're not going to save
this. You haven't blinked in 4 hours.
He's panicked.
Seriously.
He's panicked.
Aristotle.
It's really upsetting.
Aristotle.
You need to breathe. You need to breathe.
It's okay. No, now sit back down.
You want a clean shirt?
Yeah, right.
And by the way, when we're taking a picture spontaneously, you don't need to pose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah
just be in your moment where we want to take a picture of that.
Oh, we stopped the sound effect.
I'm trying to do it for each one, though, and he takes a
picture. I see.
All right, listen. So back to my...
See.
Shh, everyone shut the fuck up. I want to do brilliant interviewing. Well, that's what I do. People
Why
are
start
jealous.
Now? Why start now?
People okay. are jealous. So back to my questions. What type of dog? Did you ever own a dog?
Back it off.
Did you ever own a dog?
Just stop it. I'm not answering that question.
No, I do want to know, actually. I mean, it started as
Why,
a joke.
Why? What happened?
But now I'm... What happened?
Well, you know what happened. I get... this artificial limb. Do you think this comes from nowhere?
Is that a dog's leg?
That's a
dog's...
Is
that attached to your body?
Yeah, I have a dog's leg.
It looks so natural. Was it a boxer?
Seriously, I want to ask you a question. I thought it was a Newfoundland.
These guys are funny. Hey.
Listen.
Yes.
No time for jokes. Okay. By the way, Blake Lexer will be selling out the... he'll be at the place.
I don't know about selling out, but I will be at the place, yeah.
Right.
So you like Bernie Sanders?
Sure,
I'm
a good interviewer.
I gave him some money. I did give
How
him some
money. How much did he give him? You mind if I ask?
It was the minimum.
How much was that?
Five.
Ooh.
Oh,
a cool $5.
$5.
Oh, just in case he wins, I want to be like, oh, I gave that guy money.
That's
right.
And you did.
Right at the start.
Is there anybody that you went... What is the person... By the way, here's what I honestly do to George Carlin. Yeah. Sometimes I think of, what's some stupid question, but I sort of really do care about it? And then I'll ask.
Right.
So what is the youngest friend you have from what age, like you know from second grade, first grade?
Oh, good question.
I'm going to ask everybody in the room, so fucking perk her up.
No, let me think.
Peck up.
Well, here's... this is off the top of my head... Off the top of my head, I guess.
Sure, I'm a good interviewer.
Well, here's an interesting friendship. I was a camp counselor already. This sounds like a lawsuit.
No.
Yeah, and I befriended a kid who was 12 years old, and we're still friends today. So
that's awesome.
But there was like an age gap. But
you know, my brother Spencer. Because look, you know what I always say with comedy: you can go for a better joke than the obvious one. But I'd rather tell you instead of. But my brother had the same thing happen with some kid that was in his camp. And, you know, like I remember when I was 12, I fucking liked adults. And my brother was probably whatever age. It wasn't that big. It was like, you know, 20 years older. But now the kid's like 25 and it doesn't really.
That big,
and they're friends. But it started because there was an authoritiveness. There was an older person at one point. But that went away. And that's crazy because you think like you just kept this friendship. Where does he live now?
He lives in New York. He's a playwright. He was a precocious kid, and I was a little at that time not really fully developed as an 18-year-old. I was going to NYU. In between.
Wait, Tish. No, wow.
You went to NYU?
Yeah. So,
what did you go for? Oh, go ahead. Finish your story.
No, ask. You're allowed to ask.
What did you go
question.
For?
Oh, that's a bad question.
Oh. What did you
I
go
love doing
for?
His own medicine. I love it.
I love it, too. I love everything.
All right. Now, I liked it until that.
I'm a religious fanatic.
So his name is John, and he was just... Oh, the Christian. Yeah.
I wonder if you could play trumpet with this.
Yeah, this is... Okay, more feedback if you can. Is there a feedback button?
You got to vote for Bernie Sanders, you Catholic fucks. I am a J-E-double. All right. Come on, I have a show to do. I'm not like these other shit shows. I can't just play jingles.
And we're going
to
tell you what the rest of it was later in the podcast. What is Todd? A J-E-double what?
What do you think it would be?
S?
You're Jewish, right?
Your name's Jess?
By birth, right?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. By birth.
Why would that be any worse? Why would that be any worse?
No, it's an aggressive person going, you don't believe in that stuff.
When I was 31,
by
I became
birth,
Jewish.
Right?
So
do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, and no one knows about it. I never really talk about my family.
And where do they all live in the same area still?
No, no, they're all over the place. I've had siblings pass away. I come from a broken family. There was abuse. There's a crazy, not funny story about my childhood.
You got any follow-up questions, Todd? No.
Can I tell you something? Chris Titus, I mentioned this once before in the show. I really do believe that this is what he was attempting to do. And when I hear that story from you, you know, now years later, especially understanding the business a little more, Chris Titus comes from a crazy, dysfunctional. But
if I said white trash, is that offensive?
Just not evolved people. I don't. But you can say whatever you want. I'm not.
No, of course.
But
I know you're the judge. So I'm just asking you.
Don't be rude.
No.
Because people are going to listen to this in 30 years, and they're going to judge one of us.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
That's,
they're going to be like, isn't it weird in this interview? The one guy is not really saying anything that crazy, and the other guy's sort of challenging him on it. The people will listen.
All right, let's move on.
Hey, by Ernie Kovacs, 40 years later, right? This puts it in the perspective of it's not just a bit where Todd says someone's going to listen to it. Ernie Kovacs, 35, 40 years later, I listened to his, we found it. Someone's going to stumble upon it. Whether it's 6 people or 500,000 depends how my career goes. But somebody will listen to it.
I'm sorry I said anything.
Yeah, you will. That teach you a lesson.
It's like a trigger.
It's a trigger.
It's a trigger.
By the way, the trigger.
So why didn't I learn my lesson? Why did I have
you're
to say
sound
the
like,
judge thing?
Here's
why,
what you're
going to
sound
like. That was
my
mistake.
Here's what you're going to sound
like. Can I take it back?
No.
Can I take it back?
You got to let me talk for 60 seconds now.
No, all right.
Okay. You're going to sound like if it was someone that you're the guy, you absolutely from your heart think that black people should use be able to be white bathrooms. I'm going to make you that guy. Who's I think the equivalent of you back in the 50s or what?
By saying white trash?
No. Oh, no, not that. Making fun of me for going, you said, oh, you're the teacher.
I know,
you're the all-knowing.
I was just making fun of that persona. You feel like that's not in any way, that's out of bounds.
I think you.
Sorry, guys. I know all of a sudden this took a turn.
No,
but
it didn't. We had the same thing before, and then we were giggling.
Oh,
and doing,
okay.
Everything's all great.
Okay.
Everything. I don't want to keep saying you're
feel like people in 30 years are going to prove you right.
Oh, it happens all the time. Yes,
I
honestly
understand,
do think
I understand. But also,
here's what I'm saying.
Maybe Hitler said the same thing.
That's true.
Different language, but
here's what I'm saying. By the way, you know
the
what
future.
I love about this?
What?
People will listen to this, and I know
and
I keep saying
that. Judge. Well, what about the people 30 years after those people?
Let me explain. Here's my stance. And I know you think, oh, Todd, I just didn't mean to open up a can of worms. It's all right.
I
like this guy, but it's okay.
I don't like these worms.
You did. Well, you soak in them. I'm going to say. I think you genuinely, even though you try to go, hey, well, your way's right, my way's wrong, here's what I think it's like. And I'm not painting you bad here. You're it's 1950 or whatever the year is that this would be an issue. You abso-fucking-lutely, undeniably think that black people should be able to use white people bathrooms. Or women should be able to vote. Let's go there. It gets it out in a bit. Women should be able to vote. Whatever year that is, absolutely you think women should be able to vote. No fucking goddamn doubt about it. If someone was a fly on the wall in your home, they'd hear you say, stop it already. But you do think that Bill should shut up about a little bit. Like, all right, already. Like, I think women should vote, but I'm not. And then in hindsight, it's because the people keep screaming that change is made. So as you try to sell it, even though I'm okay with yours, you don't seem to be as all
right
with my way. And it's not what you say. It's not what you say.
You might be right.
It's not what you say. Well, thank you. Because
you might be right about that.
Yeah. You in hindsight, it's going to go.
Is it passive aggressive?
When do you stop talking about it? I think if you say to a little kid, say thank you, and he doesn't, and he says, say thank you, and you go, say thank you, and finally the little kid goes, how many times are you going to tell me to say thank you? Till you say it. You prove that I'm crazy if you say thank you. So until people stop this behavior, the only way it stopped in the past, could it take a sudden turn and would Alter's behavior change? Abso-fucking-lutely, sarcastically said. In the past, it chose to be, don't shut the fuck up.
Murad's here.
Don't shut the fuck up until that behavior stops. So if somebody says enough already, I always go, oh, did it stop? So whether it's serious, whether it's social rights or a word that I think should be stopped, it's just about being kindness. And I think it's worth screaming about forever. You pile of shit. Ay, God damn it, it's so hard. Someone said to me after the show, they go, Todd, you know, you can't help it. You're smart.
The Chronicles of Fetterman?
Let me tell you something. I must know something if I know that's a good CD.
It's damn good. Where can people get it?
By the way, that should give me a little wiggle room when I yell because I really do like that fucking CD.
I like that CD.
I'm serious. No. I'm not using. It's not like I'm saying your mother's a whore. I like your CD.
I go so passionate the other way, but then when I do think about that CD,
your mother, her vagina, she uses it as a vacuum cleaner. But this is good stuff. Phenomenal. It's funny.
This CD,
funny, concise,
through
funny.
Years.
It's a history.
80, 90s.
It's,
yeah. You get to see a guy go from people, the clubs and then alternative and the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I all have the that? Venues?
Yeah, you know, I forget how many. Well, that's why back. You know. I love
that you picked out the South Plantation High. Though. That was interesting.
That was the one that grabbed. I majored in journalism. You know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't get in NYU. I went to Emerson. But yeah, it was.
Boo.
Yeah,
I was trying to, come on!
Boo.
Come on!
Boo.
It's accredited.
Boo.
Top, wow. The
rough
Northeast top
huh?
six.
Hold on, I want to be professional.
USA Today.
Man, it goes so quick. It goes quick. How's your
You got this.
So what happened to your friend?
I'm not saying anything now. I'm just worried I'm going to trigger you. That's all I'm worried
about.
By
the way, you know, like, when you get in your car, yes. You should feel more loved than me barking.
I love being
I
here.
Demand
All right, all right. Let's
you
it.
Will.
Let's
you
it.
Will.
Love.
Wait, what happened to what are your friend?
Your 12-year-old friend that you met.
Oh, yeah. What
was John. John Tolins. Yeah. And he's married in Connecticut now. He's got a kid. He writes. He's just.
Wow,
playwright.
Killing it, yeah.
Yeah, it's just going great. So anyway, but I'm trying to think if I have somebody, because I moved.
Right. Thank
you. Moved from Maryland to Florida in the, like, for junior high and high school. So.
Do you know anybody from 10th grade?
So I'm trying to think if I have, I don't really have that many friends from Maryland, so those would be the oldest ones. But the ones from junior high school and stuff, I'm still friends with a couple of them. Johnny Weaver, to be particular. Yeah,
oh, he's great.
Give me
real
names.
Name.
Give
that's
me names.
A, that was
I
a
want
real,
names.
There was a real name. There was
Johnny
a,
Weaver. Who
Johnny
else?
Weaver would be the main one. I had another one who passed away horribly.
Sorry. How?
Yeah, yeah. I know this because I play basketball. He died on the basketball court. I've never talked about it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you were there?
Yeah.
Wow.
The worst thing I've ever, and I've seen people die of cancer. Like, I've seen some terrible things.
When, how?
People
how?
Get hit by cars, but I've that was to see my friend.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry. I know this is
no,
a comedy.
No.
It's intriguing. But he was, I couldn't believe it was happening.
And did the ambulance get there and then you?
No, he was pretty much gone by the. And anyway, it was terrible. But he was, and he was like kind of the leader of our group. He was a big jock in high school, but we used to listen to this album called "This Nigger's Crazy." I hate to use that word,
Adventure
but
Prime.
That was the name of the album. And then we would in his like bedroom, you know, his 10th graders and stuff.
Oh,
so he
wow.
was very sophisticated. We loved to go.
He got comedy.
He got comedy on a very high level. He loved like Mel Brooks.
Because
like,
not everybody did.
No, not and especially not a jock.
Right.
And like, he had great taste. Like,
yeah. And he ended up working tech on the Letterman show.
No way.
Yeah. And when he died, David Letterman did like a little tribute to him.
All right,
ease it up.
Okay.
But not that that makes it any difference that he. That makes it any difference. But anyway, no, I've never really talked about it because it is the worst thing I've seen. I hope it's the worst thing I ever see.
Oh, my God. Like,
was it a heat exhaustion or was it a bad foul or something?
Oh, come on. Why do we have to make jokes?
Mean,
no, you don't.
No, it was a really flagrant foul.
It was a flagrant.
Yeah, it was a flagrant, too.
That's ridiculous. I don't think you should. I mean, it's
a
bad taste. You know,
malice at the palace.
I mean, it's just sometimes.
It just makes
you have to know your boundaries.
You have to know boundaries. You know, you press buttons, but you also press people's buttons, too, Jake. It's really unfortunate.
Do you want me to just name trumpet players?
Oh, it's comedy, so I can say anything.
Yeah, anything comedy.
I don't have to
literally just anything funny right now.
Deal with it with kick gloves. It doesn't mean there's not a sense of humor, but there's still a fine line.
Miles Davis.
He knows in his heart and soul what you just did.
J.J. Kirkpatrick.
Oh, where is he? Okay, listen, I want
to
say.
So that was Tom Richards, and he was like a lifetime friend of mine.
Right.
Any ladies?
Watch your mouth.
I try to keep a fun show.
Well, I mean, the girl I took to the senior prom.
What's her name?
Stacy
what?
Well, her name at the time, she's married now, was Stacy Bounds, like tied and bound.
Did she know any Bounds? Sorry.
Well, let me put it this way: I graduated a virgin, so apparently she did.
Yeah, she had a line.
Okay, and just here's a little thing.
Did you ever?
Just so you know, wait. I went to the senior prom with her and also took Buford the dummy and performed at the senior prom.
Oh, my God.
So
and that was
just
that's South
what you're
Plantation
dealing with. Is this all this the puzzle?
You really brought it together.
You know what? I love that. I just...
Wait, so you when you were slow dancing, you had one hand around her waist and the other hand holding a Muppet?
puppet, and he was holding. She also had a puppet, and they were dancing.
That's great. yes. Now
right, listen. That's we went over. But
we did.
It still
I'm sorry.
Goes quick. Don't yeah, be yeah. sorry. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I wish we could go longer.
I'm sorry.
We'd have to do two
Jake
shows.
Jake is but, really sorry.
Super sorry.
Is there anything did you feel heard? Well, it's these techniques I do at the end of my interview. I'm half interviewer, half therapist.
I love it.
Do you feel heard?
No, it was great. It was great. This podcast studio is sensational.
Thank you. I try to keep it nice.
Sensational.
Right?
Like, especially how cool it is. The lighting,
I try.
The walls, that I my try. Name is up on the wall, on chalkboard, so
who
it feels
think,
very permanent.
Who do you think? Who do you think? If you had to guess,
right?
If you had to guess,
yes.
Who do you think put your name up on the board? And you can have two guesses. I'll give you three. Who gives a shit?
It's a union job, by the way. That.
Who do you think in this room drew your name up on the board?
I don't know. Gabe, is that his name? The
no.
trumpet guy?
No, that is his trumpet.
Okay, I'm going to guess him twice.
No.
Just to get out of this stupid thing you're trying to make me do.
Guess what? You'd be wrong twice. If you would have
really? Okay.
You would have only taken your other guest.
You'd be wrong once and right the other time.
If you weren't being a begrudging person.
No, I'm being funny.
Who would have you picked second? It's not going to count.
If hypothetically, I decided not to do Gabe is out of the thing.
He's one. You asked him as one. Who would have been your second? Just out of care. And then you don't have to go past that.
I'm going to go with
don't
Jake.
Don't think about
I'm going with Jake.
And Aristotle.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was Jake?
It was Jake? Oh, fuck. No. I thought it was Aristotle. Oh, that's right.
I didn't.
What a turn of events.
This is crazy. This is the first time you've ever been wrong. Guy, play the
bong.
Bomb.
Easy.
Now, here's another treat I'm going to give you. I'm going to let you.
I love how it escalates so quickly in this room. I wish I could do more.
I'm going to let you pick the post-it note that we're going to go to break on. Anything here.
Okay, I'm going to go the row closest to Jake, five down.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yes.
Oh, that's just a hit, but we'll play
it. Okay, never mind that. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll play it. Play it just so he knows what he picked. Dragnet.
Jake, sorry, dude.
Oh, I hope you're happy.
the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Okay, now any
I'm
other one.
At this.
Any other one.
Okay.
Like it's a skill-based game.
And if
I'm terrible at this.
No, don't be so hard on yourself. It's all right.
And if you shut your mouth.
What just happened here?
You're trying to get. Pick any one you want.
Did you shuff?
No, I don't want you to pick that one. Pick any one you want.
I don't know. I'm going to go same row, second down.
That? Yes.
Second down from the top.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you can cheat and pretend.
No. I don't want to cheat. I don't cheat. To George Carlin.
No.
Right.
The only thing I do wrong is steal from hotels and liquor stores.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is fuck it.
All right, Brendan Wardell, you're in it. Don't be
what
rude.
What is this language?
Okay, so let's go to break playing that. And our guest was Wayne Fetterman. Everybody.
Guys, thanks for having me.
God damn it. He's always jamming his religious propaganda down your. You're, you know.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.